I'm The next point is delivering the punchline, if you will. So, notice for a moment that if you read my thoughts in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, actually, this section here that Paul has gotten into very early on in the book, the real church, the Corinthian church, is divided and divided in a way that Paul, in agreement with the Holy Spirit, sees as certain. What if he said, well, I belong to Paul? And the other one said, yeah, well, I belong to Peter. And the other one said, well, Apollos is my God. And then he even said, well, I'm from Jesus. And you remember Paul asking questions and he said out of all of it, well, let all people who were you baptized in the name of Paul? Was Paul crucified for you? So he's trying to get them to recognize that what you did in birth absolutely counterproductive. Their carnal way of doing what they're bringing, sort of bad things that they're bringing into their faith, that they're bringing into church life. But it takes them out of the realm of where they've been. Of using power back here in the first place. That they want them to elevate a place of receiving the very original body of Christ to this low, base place of thinking to be wonderful, just counterintuitive of what they learn, of what they've seen in God and Christ. And now there's many again in the world that may have missed them. They're seeing maybe like meager images of like otherwise not real people who have no revelation from God at all. And as you might remember, we were here last week. Paul summarizes this, or secondly, by saying, what you're doing is you're robbing the trough, you're draining the cross. That is power. When you are less than Christ in you, when you are less than that which is sin in you. And so we remind them. And this starts here, and it goes all the way through chapter 3. That's the Christ call. The reason of them is what Paul is arguing. By the way, Paul is not arguing the truth of sin in the city. Well, read Paul's. I know sometimes. The difference is, I am a human being and never come back. But the Holy Spirit is not going to be Paul. So the Paul is going to be the man that will be back to the next. But from Paul, the Holy Spirit, through Paul, is if you're discussing this, the same thing to you. But the difference between them, the final position between them, and the second extraction of the entrance in the air. And so he's reminding them that the path that your God read for us long ago about where your salvation comes from. And how it came about. It didn't come by some impressive display of worldly power. In fact, it was exactly the opposite. With the impressive display of worldly power, he would be very sore. Getting all the crosses and the heroic cross out of the city, back where the might of the world, where all the story of the world know, the world see, the world fear, and until men move the fit by intimidation, by word, by force, by raw power. And God didn't do that. It's important. It's not as if God was powerless to do something that was true. You know, what a great moment when I don't think that it's just like a secret way at all. But when we see it, when we contemplate what Jesus said in the Bible, when Pilate says to him, Roman can't help but apples. But more Pilate is even when you read it, and you're all excited before Pilate is going to talk. And he says, do you not know that I have the power? You almost wonder if they didn't keep it within himself in that moment. You wonder what put it up in the back of what makes him want to talk, what he didn't want to do. He knows what. I am God. That's even more convincing. I think it's a new song that you know. I have the power of life and death in my hands. Your Bible is in my hands. You remember the Bible reading station? Two of that. No power at all. The rest of heaven gave it to you. And by the way, that is absolutely true in the most natural way. Thanks to you, God. The power that I have had is absolutely given to you, my Lord. I'm not sure that you see me on that way. I'm going to say this. The power of Jesus, all the way right on chapter 13, they are of God. And if you want to go back further than Paul, you can go back to Paul, who were realization that many people in the realm of the most high rules in the kingdom of men, evil and etc., and hold it down. How do you realize? Paul's prophet from the events to recognize that it's the key that we're now in and how far it is and how it's adopted it by showing that God didn't use worldly power, but rather salvation came by his same filled display of divine submission to humanity. God served. How absurd it is that God saved humanity by submitting to them, by giving his life into their hands, from the cradle to the cross of suffering. God didn't save by something that's happening only to be in the nature of the world. The rather by something as unexpected as possible to as many people as possible. I mean, if God wanted to offend, put off, set back as many people as possible when he came into the world in the name of Christ, he would have done any better than here at this place, the convergence of the Roman world, north and south, east and west, the full plot of land, all the world, all the Calvary, living outside of the city of Jerusalem, a little independent nation nestled inside and occupied Judea by the Roman world power, God put himself, God put himself as the heat of humanity. And let them do with him whatever they would. And he knew what they were going to do. He knew what he did. It was an absolute scandal. It was an absolute absurdity if he wanted to do it. And Paul used this word six times in the context. The root of that word becomes our word mora. That's what the word is. It's so easy. It's more wrong. It's a joke. That's what Paul is saying, is he not? In verse 22, the peace of their signs. We keep succeeding with them. But we keep Christ crucified. That rolled off our tongue like some beautiful phrase. We can be sensualized by the suffering that follows. But that's not what we read. We read, and then Paul says, we're reading, see if you hear from speaking from less than the time, more than the philosophy. We read here, like Paul is saying, false, weird, crazy, and true Bible is. They were strongholds in synagogues in Paul, Silas, Barnabas, and many others. We need to check it out to our own empire. You remember chapter 17, where we felt this Paul refused. Some people offer any confusion in scripture as sort of a formal term for the authentic people that all derive from Abraham. In the New Testament, it often has to do with those in the position of leadership, whether it's in the synagogue or in Jerusalem or whatever. It's interesting for the gospel to go over from the synagogue, but it's really being talked about. It's not really, quote, the same thing. It's not really a way to but being talked about is, quote, to Acts chapter 17, which is what we were having to study for Riyadh, talking about the nobility or the fair-minded of the Jew that were there, because these Jews were more fair-minded than those that met the other departments. So it's the scriptures where they came in to see whether or not these things were stolen. But what are they doing? What is going on? They didn't get much time at all. They don't know how to see this. They don't know how to see this. This is how it's happening. They're failing. Get out of here, you don't know. Here's a meeting for you on the road. I mean, it's not a scandal for us. They're less different. Worse than the Arabs. They're all sandwiches. So whether we're blockhead and data from the radio or whatever goes. So then how are you doing this again for congregating about people that to be elevating these different people? And for keeping sides to get continues. What do you do? Tell me they know. As if they had some reason in themselves, that they met with the slaves, they had some other one on their own. They were never. They were so worried as if they had prayed and adoration, that it was only their spirit and church over it. Then why should they come up with the gospel of God? They didn't know anything. People in Ireland had no power. They didn't know anything until God called them. They didn't even have an orthodox. They wouldn't have been like the cross. So, proclaiming this message of the cross is so expensive to us. It's hard for us to get in the way we get this. It's so expensive to us that we live in Bible study. It's not finding it's not the things. What you can do, what you keep to do, is your purpose is within your environment. And I'm just making an observation about how we often face the cross of the gospel. That's not the cross. As you know, the revelation comes to the Christianity, because I think it's the answer. There can be plenty of all that, and all the living. Being very specific about the cross itself. It's no way! thinking you were alive when you met. We call the same obvious if you us. You put it out the first time. And now I'm not going to be going wrong. Well, we're getting out to waste. We go to the right thing. And the positive information that you can call from the cross. And he tells us that God means to us in the rest of the world. But it is used as an example in the Greek script, it is more on me. And God knew. God knew they would be used this way. God chose it. So when we need to learn God's hope, that will only be that we have to be. That will only happen at all. But Paul asks that there is a lot of argumentation in the different words we have to have for a moment. But I want to look at these questions that we sort of write things out here or write them down. And first one, Paul asks this question that you look at Isaiah 49 and 3 verse, verse. Wow, but how is good with people? I mean, how they humanly can do this? And they're unable to do this. And the church is still all concerned about the Lord, all of that. And Paul asks this question, what do we do on the new lives? Where is the struggle? Where is the behavior of the all this Corinthian stuff? This is Greek culture stuff. The question is involved in the matter. Comes from Greek culture. This is the culture of deified wisdom, deified and misunderstood state, and it ties. I mean, we do this not what we feel. We're not in a different boat. But what do we do? Good question, where are they? Where is wisdom? Where are the wise people? What have they said to you? That God has done what he has done on our living promise to save the world. Where are they all doing? Where were all the wise people while God was actually working out living problems? By having so scandalous and people around the world that he built, and that the wisest people that the world had perceived for thousands of years never figured it out, would have never figured it out, and still weren't figuring it out. Where were all the so called wise people while God was making them do what he did? They were all in the same place, all of them are still today. We're in the same place as the moth. So we're going to look at our souls. So the practice of God's view before our God, I say God, that does sound good. It sounds like you can be thinking about it fast and dead. But I have to ask you. I want to go back to this. I want to go back to this. It sounds like you need to be in a crisis. Why would you come to my office? And my friend. The moth gets past. Because he's a moth! But he knows he does not go past. For that's what he was. We're not moths. The law is the law.